The U.S. Supreme Court heard from attorneys today in a Texas case that could shutter abortion clinics in that state. Some of the rules under dispute in Texas were adopted in Pennsylvania years ago. From the WHYY Health Desk, Tanya English reports.
Protesters of all stripes gathered on the steps outside the Supreme Court in Washington. Amanda Kifferly called from her cell phone to describe the scene.
We're seeing signs here that says, trust women. I see signs saying politicians aren't doctors.
Kifferly is director of patient advocacy at the Philadelphia Women's Center. She says her clinic cares for women from as far away as Ohio because state rules across the country have made abortion access difficult. Attorney Sue Fritchie from the Women's Law Project says targeted state laws don't make women safer.
We know that the real effect of the Texas law and the purpose of that law is to make it harder and sometimes impossible for women to get high-quality care in a timely manner.
Pennsylvania's law, enacted after authorities shut down Kermit Gosnell's West Philadelphia clinic, demands that abortion providers meet the same standards as outpatient surgery centers. That was expensive for clinics, and a few shut down. But unlike Texas, Pennsylvania did not demand doctors obtain admitting privileges at a local hospital. Maria Gallagher is legislative director for Pennsylvania Pro-Life Federation. She says Pennsylvania simply adopted basic health precautions.
It's too soon to say how a Supreme Court ruling might affect Pennsylvania, but we remain hopeful that the Texas law will be upheld and that common sense regulations in Pennsylvania will remain in place.
The Supreme Court will likely rule on the Texas case by summer. I'm Tanya English, WHYY News.